Today is Wednesday, March 6th. As I enter in prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me, aiming all of my desire at the Father who loves to give good gifts to his children, who sets a table for me in the presence of my enemies, and who prepares a place for me, even now.
May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings.
Abba Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I remember Jesus in the wilderness now, fasting for 40 days of testing and temptation. Jesus resisted lesser appetites out of desire, not duty, desire for me, to call me his own and to bring me home. Holy Spirit, would you awaken my desire now, the greater hunger for which I am resisting lesser loves? Would my day begin and my prayer flow from the deep longing that I am holding before you this Lenten season?
Today's reading is from Psalm 20. May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. May we shout for joy over your victory and lift up our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests. Now this I know, the Lord gives victory to his anointed. He answers him from his heavenly sanctuary with the victorious power of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm.
When King David is asking for the Lord to remember his sacrifices and burnt offerings, what is he getting at? One word, assurance. David wants the increased confidence of God's promise. He wants to walk away with certainty that God loves him. Am I all that different? Even though I am living on the other side of what Jesus has done on the cross, I want and desire assurance that the Father loves me. Lord, I know that a part of the fruit of your Spirit is love. Your law is summed up by love, and that you are love. May I feel that overwhelming reality today. Holy Spirit, would you come and declare the truth over me today that I am loved. I am worth loving. Remind me that there is nothing I can do to lose that love and nothing I can do to increase that love. As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old who have worn the narrow path I walk on today, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands today, Lord.
May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings.
As I pray through this, I'm wondering if there is a piece of me that feels I am earning more of God's love through this Lenten fast. I must admit, even after years of following Jesus, this is still a temptation in me. 1 John 4:10 declares, "This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." This is my assurance, that God so loved me that he sent his only Son. This is the new covenant reality. Jesus, I am filled with gratitude as I reflect on your sacrifice for me. I gladly will walk through this temporary discomfort so that your saving story would more fully live in me. Now, as I enter this new day, I raise my voice with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to live this day deeply and fully, in touch with my deep desire from waking till sleeping, perceiving your presence in the day's plans and interruptions. And regardless of what this day holds, may your praise be on my lips at this sun's setting, as it is now with the sun's rising. Amen.